We're here to talk about Christ, our Savior. And if you want to feel the real comforts of salvation and avoid the heat that's coming, find Christ. Amen? Amen. Find forgiveness of sins in Christ. We've been talking about sin and our walk with God. We've been in the first epistle of John. I'm going to continue there again this morning. 1 John, still in chapter 1, but we will be closing it out today. 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse number 8. I do ask, if you will, to please stand with me in honor of God's word this morning. 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Father, I thank You for this day, and I thank You, Father, that I have seen who I am before You, but I have also seen who I am in You. And I thank You, Father, for the forgiveness of sins. And I thank You for all who have found the joy and the peace and the hope that You bring through salvation. And I pray, Father, all of us here today, that we have found peace with You and that Your truth is in us. And we see ourselves for who we are, who we could still be in moments of rebellion, but that we also see You. And that we also see that forgiveness of sins is always there if we will just confess and turn to You for restoration. Father, help us to share the good news, the testimony that is within us about You, about the hope that we have, and the eternal life that You give through love for us all. Lord, help us, we pray, and strengthen us for each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. You know, we were talking here about John and his writing to the church because there was already false teachings and false doctrines that were being spread then, and people were just abusing the church through lies and deceptions. And so he wanted us to be certain that the Word of God is true, that Jesus, the Son of God, is real, that they had seen Him, they had heard Him, they had handled Him even physically before death, after death. They had a testimony of His love, eternal life, His power, His victory over death. They had all of that truth they were sharing. He wanted to make sure we understand that Jesus is real and the truth that comes from Jesus is real. And the hope we have in Christ is real and it's secured in Christ. But He's also been telling us a few things that we need to listen to because in the world today, there's still sin. How many of you know that? We see it every day. We experience it every day. And there is teachings about sin that we need to be mindful of. In fact, if you start reading all of the study books that are out there about the Bible and the teachings within the Bible, one of the things that you will find out there is this subject, and it's called the doctrine of sin. Meaning there is a teaching all about sin, what it is, what it's all about, how we all are involved, and there's just so many different aspects of the doctrine of sin that we can actually focus on. But if we want to just sum it up, the doctrine of sin, Paul did quite well in Romans 3:23. He said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's all of us. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But there's an answer for the sin in this world, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one answer for sin in this world, in our life, and that alone is Jesus Christ. Not anything we can do ourselves, not anything anybody else can do for us. If they're trying to steer us in any direction away from Jesus Christ, we are walking in darkness, and we will fall in the pit. He begins saying that in verse number 8, if we have no sin, the truth is not in us, and we deceive ourselves. We're not deceiving anybody else. We're not deceiving God, most assuredly. If we say we have no sin, we do not have the truth in us. Now, I remember there have been times in my life when I have been so certain about things that, you know, I would have just stood on that rock forever. How about you? Until I found out I was wrong, and then I was like, oh my goodness, that rock, I was underwater the whole time and didn't know it. You ever been wrong about anything? How many of us can testify we've been wrong about something in life? Amen. Don't be wrong about sin. Don't be wrong about your relationship with God. Don't get it wrong when He's given us the answer to solving this problem so easily. So easily. We must admit this. We have to have this truth in us that we are sinners. And so many people just cannot grasp that, just will not grasp that. And they will tell you, I don't sin. I have no sin in me. You know what the problem is? I remember when I was in seminary, I've told y'all this so many times, there was a little study book we had to use and go through, and it was titled quite appropriately, The Heart of the Problem is a Problem with the Heart. The heart of the problem is a problem with the heart. And people who cannot admit they have sin in their life, they have a heart problem. It is a problem with their heart. Now, the heart will direct things we do, how we live, what we say, because we act on emotions a lot of times, don't we? If we learn to love as God has loved, then that love of God is flowing through us, and that is how we act. That is how we speak. That is how we live. And all of us who have known God, have come to know Him and have walked with Him especially, have turned to Him for the forgiveness of sins to get that walk going. We know that the world is filled with sin, and it begins even with looking at ourselves every day. Where am I in my relationship to God? Now, if you have a problem admitting that you have sin, then you have a problem with your heart. You have a problem with believing the things that the world is teaching you. Because even Jesus said, when He was standing there before the people, He said, they draw near to Me with their lips, but their heart is far from Me. So it's easy to praise God. It's easy to say there is a God. It's easy to say, well, that somebody is living in sin and somebody is hating and not believing in God. But me, I don't have that problem. There's a problem. And it begins with our heart. I'm telling you, y'all can go ahead. I might have to get some sponges and paint them up red, make them look like bricks so y'all can throw bricks at me one day. But y'all got sinful hearts. The heart is wicked and sinful. And who knows the depth of the sins that each one of our hearts carries within it? I'm telling you, you need to stay in your walk with Jesus every day. Some people would be highly offended at that. That would be the time to grab that sponge brick and throw it at me. It'll be okay. and be okay. I'm just going to pray for you harder. I'm going to tell you, when we get a chance, turn to Christ. Let's go to Christ together. Let's find what the problem is. Let's get this problem solved. Let's get to a point where each one of us can continue to say it every day. I still carry a sinful nature within me. That's why life is hard for Christians. Because now you've got the Spirit of God sealing your heart for the day of redemption. You got your flesh over there saying, whoa, wait a minute. You just stay out of this. I'm having fun today. How many of you ever had that problem? I know y'all want me to close my eyes and bow my head so you can raise your hand. If we say we have no sin, the truth is not in us, and we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves. I mean, I like to lie to myself at times, like, man, I'm losing weight. I can fit into those 32-inch jeans again. Y'all don't watch when I try that, okay? It would not be pretty. Just like it's not pretty when we walk in life living sinfully, saying that we know Christ and have found Him and have found peace with Him, and yet we still walk every day living in sin. We have a problem with our hearts. But we can get this fixed. He tells us in verse 9, if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Not what somebody else made us do, what somebody else twisted our arms into doing, what we conjured up ourselves, what we acted out ourselves, what we said of our own accord, our own sin. He is faithful and just to forgive if we can confess those sins. Now, I want to tell you something. When you go to Christ, don't say, Lord, I was bad today. You tell Him what you did. Confessing that you have a sinful nature is not what we're talking about. Confessing what you did is confessing your sin. Lord, I failed in this way today, and I am ashamed of myself. Why do I have this in me? Why did I have to say that in that moment? Why did I have to think this in that moment? Why is this still in me? Lord, I am battling with this. I need your help. Forgive me. I'm praying and asking and pleading for forgiveness. Name your sin. Just don't blanket it. You know, it's so easy to feel comfort when we just blanket everything up and say, well, I know what's under there, but God does too, so I don't really have to talk about it. We just cover it up, throw a blanket up. Hey, God, I sinned today. Help. I'm sorry. When you name your sins, you actually feel the pain of it. Do you realize that? When you name it, that's when it stings. God, I sin today. Okay, we all sin. When's that going to stop? The day we're glorified. When all of that is taken away from us, the ability to be a sinful person. But when do we find forgiveness for sins? When we can name it. You know, the demons believe in Christ and they tremble, but they're not going to be in heaven with us. You know why? They can't bow the knee. They can't surrender. What's the difference? When you just say, I sinned today, you're trembling, but you've got no substance in it. You're not really submitting. You're not bowing the knee. You're not letting your heart be broken and shattered on the love that is of God through Jesus Christ. You're not finding peace. You're satisfying yourself because you just did what you thought you needed to do. I'm telling you, it is more than just saying, oh, Lord, forgive me, I sinned today. Okay, let's talk about it. Well, you know, I sinned today. Okay, well, let's talk about it. Well, Lord, you know, I sinned today. Where's that getting us? Where's that getting us? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Jesus has said, all who will come to me, I will not turn them away. Listen to what Isaiah says in chapter 1 of Isaiah. He says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they will be as wool. But it begins by coming to Christ and reasoning together with Christ. Don't say, I sinned, and let Him say, well, okay, what did you do? Well, I sinned. That's not reasoning together. You see, this is why I'm telling you, name your sin. Feel the pain of that. Christ took a stripe for that. Christ took a crown of thorns for that. Christ took nails for that. You think it's painful for Him? Don't just try to cover it up in some blanket statement. Lord, I sinned today. What are you confessing with that? Just your nature. Identify the problem. State the problem. Give God that specific thing to work on in your life because you keep it conscious in your mind. Oh, this is a problem. This is a splinter in my side. Come now. Let us reason together. You know, it's wonderful when you actually sit down with God and have conversation with Him, isn't it? I've had to have conversations with God. I'm sure you have had to have conversations with Him. What a wonderful moment it is when you know that He listened and He responded. What a refreshing moment it is to stand up from that conversation with a thankful heart that He was there, like He said He would be. And then He did help you, like He said He would do, because you actually had that conversation. You felt it that moment when you bowed your knee and said, God, forgive me, help me, save me. And in that moment of salvation when the Holy Spirit comes in and seals you and walks with you and convicts you of sin, go back to Him now with those sins that you committed. And reason with Him and find the peace that comes when your sins, though they are like scarlet, they become as white as snow. White as snow. Got to actually add something to it to get the cleansing effect. Truth is what you have to add. Not the truth that there's sin in the world, but there's sin in you. The truth of what that sin is. That's what brings that cleansing power. That's what brings that strengthening to get up and face the world again and say, I'm going to be stronger today. I know how I failed yesterday. I'm not going to do that again today. And let Him walk with you and keep you with every step. There are some, though, that are so deep into their sin and so deep into the denial of God and who He is and Jesus Christ and what He did to atone for our sins. They will say something like this, I have not ever sinned. You ever had a conversation with someone, they say, I just don't believe God because I didn't do anything. Why do I have to pay a penalty for something I didn't do? And then we get back to the doctrine of sin. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. This is part of who we are. We are born into a fallen world and to a fallen state of creation. That's why we have thorns and thistles everywhere. It's not just out there in the plants and in the wilderness. It's right there in our own hearts and in our own lives. How do you like finding out you're the thorn and thistle in somebody else's life? You can find forgiveness of that. Lord, I was a thorn for someone today. I need to find forgiveness. You know, God might say something like this to you. Go ask them for forgiveness too. I think that's why we throw that blanket over it. Lord, I sinned today. We don't want to have any other responsibility for it. We don't want God to tell us what He already tells us in Scripture. If we have something against a brother or sister, go to them. Find forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. That's one of the hardest things we can ever do in this world, is to go to somebody and say, I sinned against you. And talk it out. Ask for forgiveness. How many of us want that in life? If you want to avoid that, don't do something you need to ask for forgiveness for. Isn't that right? This is what helps us when we start talking to God. We start knowing specifically things that we're dealing with. If we say we've never sinned, though, we are in danger. People who say they have never sinned are making war with God and calling God a liar. You say you believe in God? Well, He says there's this thing called sin, and I don't believe it because I have never sinned. I've never killed anybody. I've never raped anybody. I've never taken drugs. I've never stolen anything from anybody. I don't have sin in me. You hear people all the time talking about these things. And they are calling God a liar. They are missing the whole point. It's not a problem that you might not have actually reached out and done these things. The problem is if you've harbored any thought of it, even in your heart. In your heart. Let's go back and read some of those parables that Jesus is teaching. Even a lustful heart, even if you have just lusted in your eyes and in your heart, you have committed adultery, He says. Oh, that makes it hard on us, doesn't it? That means we carry sin even in just what we think. That's how deep it goes. That's how deep God forgives. If we will just turn to Him. But don't say you've never sinned. Don't start this war with God. I mean, the battle's already bad enough. You've lost it. Stirring up the battle that much more, calling God a liar is not going to make it any easier for you. John will say here in his epistles in chapter 5, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness of this in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of His Son. You know, the Scripture will also say if you don't believe in the Son, you don't have Him and you don't have the Father either. You've got to have the Son to have the Father. And if you walk without the Son, you walk without the Spirit, and you walk without God. You're walking in His presence. You might be speaking well, but your heart is far from Him. Far from Him. Where's your heart today with God? In relationship with God? Are you standing next to Him? Or are you standing on the mountain on the other side? Paul said in 6:23, Romans, the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's where life is at. Life is in Jesus. The true life. If you want to know real life, then find the life that you are called to in Jesus Christ. He's calling all who will come. All who will stand before Him. Bow the knee and confess your sins. Find forgiveness and life eternal by being born again through your faith in what Jesus has done. The testimony of Jesus is in you. Unless it's not. Unless it is not. Do you have the testimony of Christ? Do you have the hope of life through Christ? Do you have a place prepared for you on the other side in eternity because you have found forgiveness of sins in Christ? That's where we are. This doctrine of sin, it impacts us all. And there's an answer. And it's only one answer. Jesus Christ. Do you know Him? Will you know Him? I'm asking you today if you will come and find forgiveness of sins, to find life, to find that hope that God so freely wants to give you through Christ. The altar is open. Will you come while there's time? Father, I thank You so much for this day again. Lord, for the forgiveness of sins and for grace and mercy that follow us every day. Father, for Your willingness to reason with us even after we have found peace with You and then stir trouble up again. Father, thank You for so great a love, so great a mercy, and so great a hope that You give. I pray, Father, for all that are here today, for myself, Lord, that our life and our hope in You is secure and is evident for all to see. Lord, if there is one who has not found You today, has not found forgiveness of sins, I pray, Lord, touch them now. Strengthen their heart to come and to find that forgiveness and to find that life. Lord, I ask it to Your glory alone, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The altar is open. Will you come?